Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Yes. Yes, yes, here we go, another week of high school football, and we are ready and rocking to go, and we welcome back Kip Branch's show, who after 2 weeks of coming back to the show, had to take a vacation.
Look, man, those are deals that are cut with management. I mean, I can't reveal the details of my contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just unprofessional to do so, but that vacation that I had last week was built into the contract. Sorry, man. Take it up with management.
This is what I know. You were here for 2 weeks, and you said, oh, I need to take a vacation.
I mean, maybe my agent's just a little bit better than yours.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
And so we have some huge games from all around the area, and I guess the spotlight in Southeast Georgia this weekend at least is what's going on at Glynn County Stadium, where the Border Wars, the Georgia-Florida Classic, will take place. 14 teams, 7 games over the span of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday between the bricks.
A lot of logistics involved with pulling something like that off. Commend the Glynn County Athletic Department, School System Athletic Department, for being able to pull this together.
Yeah, some really cool classics that go along. You know, you've got the Corky Kell up in Atlanta. You've got the Irk Russell over in Statesboro. They're doing something over in Colquitt in Valdosta now. I got to get the name of what that is because I don't know. And now you've got the Border War Classic going on at Glynn County Stadium. So I like stuff like this.
I like it, too. I like it. You get to see a lot of different classifications of football. You get to see some of the better teams out of North Florida. You get to see some of the better teams in South Georgia, so it's going to be a fun-filled 3 days.
All right, so on Thursday, in that Border War Classic that we just mentioned, Creekside Christian will come up and play the Glynn Academy Red Terriers, who are coming off of a 37-7 loss to the Camden County Wildcats.
Oh, you threw that in there. Nice.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah, that actually happened. But
okay,
you were excited to kind of throw that in there, weren't you?
I was just stating facts. That's all I was doing.
Okay.
So Creekside Christian Glynn Academy, that will be a very good game. And then in the nightcap Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening, West Nassau at McIntosh County Academy, who I like as a dark horse to win the single-A Division I state championship.
All 7 games will be played here at Glynn County Stadium in Brunswick, Georgia. The Florida teams this year in the Georgia-Florida Classic are all designated home teams.
Oh, is this that year, right?
That is correct.
No, I didn't know that.
I mean, that's why I come to this show. That's why I'm able to negotiate with management okay. for time off and stuff, because I pay attention to detail.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay.
All right, so then we get to the regular Friday night. And we have Camden County hosting a mystery opponent. So, breaking news.
Okay.
The Camden County Wildcats had scheduled a home game with Dade Christian out of Miami. And Dade Christian has backed out of that game.
Shocker.
They saw, I mean, I don't know.
Shocker. That's a long drive for a beatdown.
Right. So, that's right. So, Friday night, the Wildcats were supposed to play Dade Christian is not coming, so Camden will have a mystery opponent.
I wonder who.
It's like wrestling.
A mystery opponent. A masked, unnamed opponent.
Moving on. Colquitt County goes up to Leesburg to take on Lee County.
That should be a good one.
Yeah, because as you know, Lee County is a number one team 2 weeks in a row in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
That should be a good one.
Colquitt and Lee, Valdosta at Warner Robins.
That should be a good one.
Bowles will play Brunswick in the Georgia Border War Classic
That's
thing.
That's going to be a good one. Friday night, 8 o'clock. I'll be on the call for that one.
Yes, you will. Southeast Bullitt goes across I-16 to play the Effingham Rebels.
And get the brakes beat off of them.
Effingham seems to be pretty good. Southeast Bullitt, there are a lot of folks that are down on them after they got thrashed by Statesboro. Don't give up. Don't give up on the Yellow Jackets just yet.
I'm giving up on them.
Of course you are. Bradwell at South Effingham. This is an interesting game for me because I want to see Bradwell and South Effingham. Bradwell hasn't looked very good. I want to see just what South Effingham does against Bradwell. I'm using it as a measuring stick on the other side.
Here's one of my old sayings. This is game is going to be like two mules fighting over a turnip.
I don't even know what that means,
You get the gist of it.
No, I don't.
Two bad teams playing. Somebody's got to win.
And they get a turnip?
Like two mules fighting over a turnip. Would you want to eat a turnip? Like I'm saying, you don't understand. That's fine.
You're right, I don't. Benedictine at Ware. They go to the Swamp to play the Gators.
Good matchups
this
week.
For
good
sure.
Good matchups.
Vidalia at West Lawrence. Windsor Forest at the Islands. The Islands have looked terrible so far. Calvary Day goes over to St. Simon's under the Oaks to play the Frederica Academy Knights.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Oh, boy.
Calvary Day is very good, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, they are. And Frederica is starting about six freshmen, based on my conversation with Coach Brandon Derrick. Maybe some growing pains this year. But one thing's for sure, the Knights will fight hard.
That's for sure. Brandon Derrick's a fantastic coach, gets the most out of those kids year in, year out over at Frederica. Groves at Claxton. The Brantley County Herons, still undefeated. They go on the road to take on Johnson.
That should be a good game. They beat Beach last week at home, so they got to go to Savannah and play the Johnson Adams Smashers.
You might see Brantley in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Liberty at Pierce. This will be a good game.
I think so.
You do?
Liberty's always got athletes. You can say what you want to. They may underachieve at times, but they play up or down to the quality of their opponent.
Savannah Christian at Battery Creek, Hepzibah at Tattnall County, East Lawrence at Richmond Academy, Clinch at Cook.
That's going to be a good game.
Yes, it will. Dodge County goes to Swainsboro to get the brakes beat off of them. And here's a game that I want you to pay attention to. Jeff Davis at Metter. Metter's already lost two football games this season, and Jeff Davis, of course, is trying to establish themselves as a premier program in their classification. Here's their chance.
Got off to a rough start early, Jeff Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Chance for redemption right here. We'll see.
We'll see. Tombs at Jefferson County, Savannah at Butler, Atkinson at Bacon, Charlton at University Christian, of course,
That's
in the Border War Classic.
That's going to be a good game.
Charlton has gotten off to a very good start.
Charlton looks like a good football team.
The Emmanuel County Institute Bulldogs truck across west to I-16, or across west to I-16 to Dublin. And then on Saturday, we'll see Richmond Hill against Baker County from the Glen St. Mary's area, right outside of Jacksonville in the Georgia Border War Classic, Georgia Florida Border War Classic, and Coffee and St. Augustine also in the Georgia Florida Border War Classic.
Those two have the potential to be good games also. So all the games, kudos to whoever put these matchups together.
Well, that would be Josh Baker of Baker Sports.
I mean, these are good matchups. It's not any, you know, evenly, I think most of these games, any team's got a chance to win. It's not like anybody is predicted to blow somebody out. These are good matchups.
You know, I know these folks aren't sponsors of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, but I would like to commend them as well for putting together, you know, because Kip and I are from that area, And so it's kind of cool to have that going on. And so, you know, Baker Sports, Josh Baker for doing that, Under Armour for stepping up, and Coca-Cola for, you know, making sure that everybody is taking care of this, all the people that are going to be at Glynn County Stadium over the course of those 3 days.
Coffee County, you better be ready to play, because St. Augustine, my friends, they are no joke. That's a good football team.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I guess for me, right, if as far as that classic goes, the game that I'm looking forward to, all of them, Bowles has got the tradition of being really good. Brunswick is a program that a lot of people think could be a state championship contender. Brunswick, of course, got the week off last week after coming off of a big win over Camden County. I want to see the Bowles-Brunswick game. I think that's going to be a good one.
Brunswick has got their work cut out for them. I have seen Bowles on film a little bit this week, and they're a good football team. Brunswick has got to play well, very well, to win that football game.
Yeah, I agree. Bowles is a very good football team, and I'm also interested to see who the Camden County Wildcats are going to end up playing as far as their home game this Friday. They may not have one.
Why aren't they in this Georgia-Florida Classic?
We have to go to break.
Okay.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The inaugural Border War Classic kicks off this weekend. Glynn, Brunswick, Coffee, Fitzgerald, MCA, Charlton, and Richmond Hill will take on teams from Florida at Glynn County Stadium. Southeast Bullet treks across I-16 to take on the Effingham Rebels. The Camden County Wildcats will host Dade Christian out of Miami. Not to mention, Colquitt heads to Lee County, and Valdosta heads up 75 to take on Warner Robins. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Your AL MVP, Aaron Judge.
Hmm.
I say Baltimore Orioles. You say the Wild little engine card that could. Can someone please rescue Jimmy G from San Fran? Write this down. Shohei Ohtani will win the AL MVP. Even in a new location, Brian Kelly still finds cool ways to lose big games. Bo Nix always thinks he's at a track meet when he plays Georgia with all the running he does. Can anyone tell me the last time Notre Dame won a big game? I am not the type to say I told you so, but I did tell you Florida was going to beat Utah. Pac-12, we now know your two best teams suck. You are hereby irrelevant for the rest of 2022. Hey, Russell Wilson, can you spot me five? Gas is crazy, dude. Why do teams keep starting Mitch Trubisky? I cannot wait for Felipe Franks to be on the field for the Falcons. If Kirby Smart wins another national championship, they may rename one of the Vince Dooley roads after him in Athens.
See, there
Did
you go.
Did you know Westworld was originally a movie from the 70s? Who knew? The Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix. Holy bleeping crazy. And these are my thoughts.
Is that insane or what?
Hey, man, all I got to say is if you haven't seen that thing,
man,
you need to watch it. I mean, right from the jump, you're like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Yeah, for real.
Me and my wife sat there and watched that thing, and we're sitting here talking about how in the world could this happen? But it did.
It did. And there are a lot of people that are responsible. And you know what time it is? Speaking of crazy things happening, it is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so before I get started, I just want to go ahead and explain this to our newcomers, right? This is not a power poll where I'm saying Team X can beat Team Y because they're ranked ahead of them. What I'm saying is this team, if I have them ranked ahead of another team, is doing better within their schedule. So make sure that we're clear on that.
So if a team that's better than Team A, but they have the same record, which means they're doing the same on their schedule, they should be ranked higher than the other team.
There are also a bunch of other things that are taken into consideration. Quality wins, quality losses,
strength of schedule,
who you lost to.
Shouldn't be a team with a loss in this power ranking.
Well, sometimes when we get later in the year, that happens.
No, not now, not this week.
I mean, okay. And so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the teams that fell out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Toombs County and Savannah Christian both fell out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So checking in at number 10, making their first entry in 2022 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the New Hampstead Phoenix are the number 10 team this week.
Got to be kidding. Okay, go ahead.
They're 27-10 win over Bradwell.
Like I said, go ahead.
At number 9, holding strong at number 9 with a 28-23 over Robert Toombs Christian Academy, the Portal Panthers are the number 9 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Crickets, go ahead.
Shouldn't be. At number 8, checking in for the first time this season with a 50-14 win over Miller County, Clinch County. The Clinch County Panthers come in at number 8 this week.
That's a good football team. One that's in the lower classification of A ball, single A ball, and they're probably going to be in the mix.
I would imagine so. At number 7, falling 4 spots with a 28-27 win over Northeast, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane fall from 3 to 7.
Wow. This is a poll where you get penalized for winning. Nice.
At number 6, up 1 spot with a 17-6 win over Beach, the Brantley County Herons move up from 7 to 6.
You do realize Northeast Macon has made deep runs in the playoffs in AAA, higher classification than Fitzgerald over the past 3 or 4 years. You understand that, right?
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, okay.
That could change where they are ranked.
Yeah, go ahead.
If it changes, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
At number 5, with a 56-12 win over West Nassau last week, up 3 spots, the Tarleton County Indians.
The Indians look like they're back. I don't know if they'll be back to, like, Bailey Boy days, but they are off to a great start in 2022.
Bishop Boy days? Did you say, that's what you said?
Bailey Boy days.
It's easy to get confused.
No, you could never confuse Jason Bishop and Champ Bailey. That is one mistake nobody will ever make.
I think there's a chance.
No, there's no chance.
At number four, checking in with a 56-16 win over the Pinewood Patriots, up two spots, the Vidalia Indians.
Vidalia looks like they're for real this
year.
They
do.
They exposed Pinewood, and good job doing that, by the way, Vidalia.
At number three, up two spots, a 42-2 win over Banneker, the Valdosta Wildcats. Check in at number three in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
If they go to Warner Robins and win this week, they should climb in this poll.
We'll see, because standing in their way at number two with a 47-0 shellacking of Jeff Davis, as we were talking about them earlier, but there's nobody that has stood in Swainsboro's way at number two, the Swainsboro Tigers.
Yeah, they look like they're
for real.
In their classification, they look like they could be a factor.
There you go. See, you're finally starting to have to sink in.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, why is Swainsboro ranked over Valdosta? And I mean, I'm scratching my head here.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are scratching their head who are listening to this.
At number one, with a 41-7 win over Lithia Springs, holding strong at number one, and we'll see how good they are this week, the Lee County Trojans.
No Colquitt. No Colquitt in the poll.
Colquitt's outside the perimeter.
No Brunswick. So, yeah. But Brunswick's coming off a bye week, so they dropped because they beat Jason Bishop's Camden County Wildcats 2 weeks ago. They dropped completely out of the poll for beating Camden, and then
they weren't in the poll to start with.
Yeah, they were number one
in the preseason poll. They were.
Yeah, then 2-0, and you dropped completely out. See, the poll is biased. It's got something against the Pirates.
That's in your head because you wanted to be.
The logic's there. How do you go from number one in the preseason?
Because the regular season game started.
You're 2-0 and have beaten two good teams, and yet you go from preseason number one to not even ranked.
And you know what? Pirates keep plugging.
Yeah, they keep plugging.
You'll find your way back in, I'm sure.
We're going to use this level of disrespect as a
There's
motivating
no disrespect.
Tool.
There's no disrespect. Can I recap?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, appreciate it. Number 10, New Hampstead. Number 9, Portal. Number 8, Clinch. 7, Fitzgerald. 6, Brantley. 5, Charlton. 4, Vidalia. 3, Valdosta. 2, Swainsboro. And the number one team this week, again, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Lee County Trojans. And I also want to throw this out there. Last week, Wayne County beat Appling 7-0 at JC Stadium in that huge rivalry game. If Wayne County had found a way to beat Brooks, the formula would really like them.
Let's just throw this in on Wayne County. They lost to Brooks and didn't give up. Brooks didn't score an offensive touchdown in that game.
That's correct.
So, defense must be pretty good
in
Jessup, Georgia this year. And that's a team that's gaining confidence week after week after week. And do you want to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets late this season in that region? I'm talking to you, the Benedictine Cadets. Wayne County's coming.
They did beat Appling 7-0.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons. Or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty. Real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, of course, we are brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. And now comes a segment of the show where I just got to bite my tongue and just kind of let things go, as it's Kit Branch's Butt Hurts segment.
Always interactive, though. Feel free to join in anytime you want. This week's edition of the Butt Hurt List, Jason's a college football edition only.
Oh, okay.
So there were a lot of options to choose from this week. So here are my top five.
I sure hope that Oregon and Oregon and Utah are in this list.
Well, if you'll just listen for a couple of minutes, you'll find out. Number five on the Butt Hurt List this week: the Utah Utes.
All right.
Okay, look, guys, you come in here, all this hype in the offseason, Utah, finally a team from the Pac-12 that's built like an SEC team that can be in the college football playoff. What do? All this hype, you're ranked seventh in the country, you go down to the swamp. Billy Napier in his first year at Florida. First game at Florida, inherits a team
who's not very good,
who doesn't have a lot of depth. Florida's first 22 are as good as anybody's, by the way. They just don't have much to back them up. You got to recruit that depth. But they found a way to beat Utah with the game on the line last Saturday night in the swamp. Utah, I don't want to hear about the Pac-12. I don't want to hear about the Pac-12. I don't want to hear about the Pac-12 anymore this season. USC, you're going to get exposed sometime in the near future.
Now, the burden is now all on USC's shoulders.
Yes. Number four on the butthurt list this week, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Are you kidding me? We're year, what, four into Jeff Collins' tenure at Georgia Tech? All you've got to do is recruit athletes in the state of Georgia.
In the state of Atlanta.
In the state of Atlanta, southeast. Get people that can fit your system. Don't tell your football team you're scared by taking a 10-second runoff right before the half when you're trailing 14-3. You're getting the ball back. You basically said, we'll take the 10-second runoff because of a penalty, and we're going to go to the locker room down 14-3. Wait to instill confidence in your football team, Jeff Collins. If you don't pick it up, this is your last year in Atlanta, and they'll get somebody in there that can figure out the blueprint on how Tech can start winning again.
I went through their schedule, and I've got them winning four games. If they win four games, he's gone.
Number three on the butthurt list this week, the Virginia Tech Hokies. How the heck do you lose to Old Dominion? Explain that to me.
It's the ACC, brother.
How do you lose to Old Dominion?
It's ACC.
You're Virginia Tech.
That's what they do.
You lost to Old Dominion.
That's why the AAC
you
is better.
You should have fired. Everybody, you go to the food service people in the athletic dorm, the janitors, the grass cutters, the hedge clippers, fire everybody.
Everybody.
Associated with the football program and start over. Unacceptable, Virginia Tech losing to Old Dominion.
I want to throw in something that I forgot to mention a second ago when we talk about Georgia Tech. The millions of Georgia Tech fans in Atlanta are just as upset as you are.
Yeah. I mean, I was mentioning that to my wife. 2 days earlier, you got a raucous, sold-out Mercedes-Benz Stadium with nothing but Georgia fans in it. Sold out, couldn't find a seat. Tickets going for four digits, $1,000 or more. And then you turn on for Georgia Tech and Clemson, a designated home game for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and half the stadium is empty.
Shouldn't have been. They got
cheated
out of a home
game. With more Clemson fans in the stadium than Georgia Tech fans. That's horrible. That's another reason to clean house on North Avenue. Number two on the butthurt list, the Oregon Ducks. Really, guys?
They fell all the way out of top 25.
Really, guys? All that talk. Oregon was a trendy pick to beat Georgia.
By who?
I mean, there was people all over the country said, well, Oregon, you got to watch out for Oregon.
They should be jobless this week.
They could beat Georgia. Dan Lanning knows how to fluster Stetson Bennett because he knows all of his weaknesses and blah, 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 blah. Stetson Bennett could have won the Heisman Saturday.
That's true.
Against Oregon.
That's true.
Are you kidding me, Oregon? You come all the way to play in the Chick-fil-A Classic, and you can't even score a touchdown? Georgia lost 15 people off that defense, and you can't score a touchdown?
That's how good of a job Kirby's doing.
Bo Nix, you're 0-4 lifetime against Georgia. Here's some advice, Bo. When you're looking to transfer, don't look at the schedule before you make your decision. If Georgia's on it, go somewhere to hell else. Number one on the butthurt list, the LSU Tigers. Really, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Kelly, you're sitting here. You got right there in Lafayette, Louisiana, you had Billy Napier, who had already built a foundation in the state of Louisiana. You call him Sunbelt Billy. Over there in Louisiana, we're not going to hire him. He goes to Florida, beats a top 10 team his first game. But yet, you got Florida State, who couldn't beat their way out of a wet paper bag over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years. And they find a way to beat LSU on Brian Kelly's debut in Baton Rouge. You got a team that didn't look inspired to play. You got star players, receivers that are out there going through the motions. talking about they might be first round draft picks, blah, 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 blah. You can't block for extra points. You can't block for field goals. You got a coach out there that's red faced and looks like he's drunk at a tailgate party. And then you got an uninspired coaching staff. You got an uninspired team. And you, at the end of the day, you don't really have a quarterback. LSU is in a mess. Thanks, Coach O. You took $16.9 million. You're laughing all the way to the bank. They brought the savior, Brian Kelly, back to save this thing, and he can't beat Florida State. And Florida State did their best to give them the football game.
Yeah, they did.
So LSU, you probably on a talent scale, you're probably top three, top four talent in the SEC, but yet you play like you just unexpired, and you just inspired. There's no inspiration right now. There's a rotten culture in Baton Rouge, Louisiana that's got to be purged. There you have it, Jason. Butthurt list.
Recap for me.
Number 5, Utah. 4, Georgia Tech. 3, Virginia Tech. 2, Oregon. And number 1, LSU, right where they deserve. There's no reason LSU should lose to Florida State in New Orleans.
I'll say this for Bo Nix. Whenever it is that he graduates from Oregon, don't take a job in Georgia. It doesn't go well for you there.
It doesn't go well. I mean, if you want to run cross country the rest of your life, I mean, you built up some stamina running from a Georgia rush over the past 4 years. He should be in pretty good shape.
And it's been constant Georgia rush.
And don't – Virginia Tech, are you kidding me? You lost to Old Dominion. I thought that was a country music group.
Well, you're wrong. And the millions of Georgia Tech fans are from all of the Tech fans that I've talked to, they've had enough. They want their premier program back on top where it belongs.
You can't even sell out Mercedes-Benz Stadium a mile from your campus.
Nope.
A mile from your campus. The joke by Coke.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The inaugural Border War Classic kicks off this weekend. Glenn, Brunswick, Coffee, Fitzgerald, MCA, Charlton, and Richmond Hill will take on teams from Florida at Glenn County Stadium. Southeast Bullet treks across I-16 to take on the Effingham Rebels. The Camden County Wildcats will host Dade Christian out of Miami. Not to mention, Colquitt heads to Lee County and Valdosta heads up 75 to take on Warner Robins. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
High school football, college football, and the NFL all taking place at the same time.
Best time of the year.
It is. Be honest with you, next month is my favorite month for several reasons. Halloween's my favorite holiday. My birthday is in October. Major League Baseball playoffs are on. College football in full swing. High school football is beginning to wind down toward the playoffs, as well as the NFL is going too. And I love the weather. Things begin to cool off a little bit in October.
I'd like to see it cool off around here soon.
I was on the phone last night talking to my dad at like 9 o'clock at night, and I was drenched.
Hot.
With humidity.
Yeah, when I got back from vacation, I had to tackle my yard, and I was drenched.
Yeah, I bet. All right, so here we go now. This is college football. So for our listeners, they already know that when this time rolls around and we start making pick'em games, which is what we're doing here, Jason Bishop will make you some money.
Or lose your house. Yeah.
Don't forget, 2 years ago, I told you Ole Miss was going to beat Alabama.
That was 7 years ago.
Whenever.
Yeah.
Last year, I told you A&M was going to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Those are facts.
I mean, you got one right. So, here we go.
Here we go. Number 23, Wake Forest at Vanderbilt. I like Wake Forest. I think they're a powerhouse as far as the ACC goes. I'll take Wake.
I'm going to take Vandy. They're 2-0, man. I'm riding with them until they show me that they're Vandy again.
Okay. All right. Arkansas State at Ohio State. Number 3, Ohio State. I was very unimpressed with the win over Notre Dame, but I'll still take Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, I'll take Ohio State big.
Southern Miss at 15 Miami. I'm telling you what, Miami really looked the part. They scored 70 points in week one. I'll take the Hurricanes.
They play Texas A&M in a couple of weeks, I'm looking forward, because I think A&M's a fraud, by the way.
Is that right?
And I'm looking forward to somebody exposing them. It could be Miami, but I'll take Miami this weekend.
Speaking of fraud, Alabama, number one Alabama at Texas. This is a game that I have not circled yet.
I'm picking Alabama to win by 3 touchdowns at a minimum.
Don't
do it.
They're playing in Texas.
So? Everybody wins in Austin, Texas right now. Kansas wins in Austin, Texas. Are you kidding me, dude?
I want to pick Texas.
Do it.
I want to pick them.
None of our listeners would be surprised with that.
But I know better. Alabama wins this football game. I'll circle it right now. Circled.
Okay. Yeah, I circled that. That's the first thing I circled.
South Carolina at number 16, Arkansas. Write this down. Spencer Rattler and the Gamecocks go to Fayetteville, and they knock off the Razorbacks.
South Carolina had to block 2 punts to beat Georgia State last week.
Georgia State's a good team.
They had to realize what I'm saying here. They had to block 2 punts to get a separation between them and Georgia State. South Carolina is not going on the road and beating Arkansas. They're going to lose in Fayetteville.
We shall see.
And then they're going to lose the next week to Georgia.
We shall see.
All right.
I like South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay.
Charleston Southern at 18, NC State. Give me the Wolfpack.
Tennessee State looked awful last week, but they'll beat Charleston Southern.
You think?
Maybe. I don't know. If you saw the ACC teams last week, they didn't look very good.
Southern Utah at number 13, Utah. I look for the Utes to rebound and try to make a statement.
Really?
Yeah.
Ray Charles could see that.
Oh, okay. Marshall at number 8, Notre Dame. Notre Dame will get a big win over the Thundering Herd.
Yes, and that won't be a big win. That'll be expected.
Appalachian State at number 6, Texas A&M. Appalachian State almost knocked off North Carolina. North Carolina took every ounce of energy they had to beat the Mountaineers. Texas A&M's a little better. This will be a close game, but Texas A&M will win.
Don't be surprised.
Uh-huh.
If you're midway through the fourth quarter, you got Jimbo Fisher over there sweating bullets. A&M's going to win, but this could be a struggle.
All right. 24 Tennessee at 17 Pitt. I'll take the Vols in the upset.
I'm taking Pitt. Tennessee can score.
Kenny Pickett's not there.
Pitt plays good defense. Tennessee, we'll see how powered that offense is. And then we'll also see if Tennessee can stop anybody.
Okay. Furman at number 5, Clemson. Give me Clemson.
Yes.
And the points.
Yes, whatever you want to come up with.
Yep. Washington State at 19, Wisconsin. I've been back and forth on this game, but I'll take Wisconsin because they're at home.
Wisconsin's got a pretty good defense. Really good defense. Actually, Wisconsin had the number 1 defense in the country last year.
Yeah, and they still couldn't.
Yeah, but they'll beat Washington State.
They're like the most boring team, most boring good team in college football.
They are boring.
Yes.
If you want to take it, it's like taking an Ambien watching Wisconsin.
Akron at 14, Michigan State. Give me the Spartans.
Easily.
Samford at number 2, Georgia. Samford last week already beat a juggernaut in the state of Georgia as they knocked off Kennesaw State. Samford trying to make it 2-for-2 in the Peach State against the Georgia Bulldogs.
And we'll get 50 hung on them Saturday.
25 Houston at Texas Tech.
Man, I waffled on this one. I circled Houston, but I almost went the other way.
I'm going Houston, too. Central Arkansas at Ole Miss. I'll take Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Number 20, Kentucky at number 12, Florida. All of a sudden, the Gator fans have come out of the trees again. And they're this great football team. You beat a Utah team that was overrated. You're still the Gators. You're still not very good. Dan Mullen did not leave you in a good situation. Your quarterback is overrated. You played over your head. You're not beating Kentucky. Kentucky's a better team than you, period.
Florida's lost to Kentucky twice in the last 40 years. And they're not going to lose Saturday. Kentucky's got personnel issues. They've got a lot of people not playing in this game because of internal discipline. They are not beating Florida in Gainesville.
Okay, we're going to make a bet about this off the air. Kent State at number 7, Oklahoma. Give me the Sooners.
Yes.
Arizona State at 11, Oklahoma State. Give me the Cowboys.
Yes.
10, USC. USC, it's all on you, and you're going to Stanford, which you very rarely win there.
That has been your Waterloo.
I tell you what. You know what? I'll take USC, but I'm taking them close.
I wanted to pick Stanford. They find a way to rise up and beat USC, but I'll give USC the benefit of the doubt. They're the only hope for the Pac-12.
You're right. Hawaii at number 4, Michigan. I'll take the Jim Harbaugh team.
Yes.
Number 9, Baylor at number 21, BYU. BYU upsets Baylor.
No,
yes,
they don't.
They do.
Because Baylor has got a good coach, Dave Aranda, and they will play better defense than BYU will. They will beat BYU.
Did you see what BYU did in week 1?
Don't care.
Google it. In the SEC, Missouri at Kansas State. I'll take Kansas State.
I'll take Kansas State as well.
Southern University at LSU. LSU rebounds and makes a statement win.
Of course they will. I think Southern gave up how many points last week?
A lot.
Yeah.
San Jose State at Auburn. Auburn gets it done.
Hold on a second. This game could be problems.
You think?
This could be a rough game for Auburn.
Are you picking an upset here?
No, I'm not picking an upset, but T.J. Finley was throwing picks against Mercer last week.
Okay? He was. Yes, he was.
San Jose State, a little better than you give them credit for.
Uh-huh.
This could be a close game. I'll take Auburn there.
All right. Mississippi State at Arizona. Give me Arizona.
I'll take Mississippi State. Year 3, if you look at Mike Leach, everywhere he's been, Year three in every program he's been, they've had big years.
Look at you bringing knowledge to the show.
That's what I do.
You never do any research. You just sit down and say, let's go.
3 years. Year three, look, Texas Tech, Washington State. Year three, they take off in that air raid offense.
All right.
I'll take Mississippi State.
In the ACC, Louisville at Central Florida. Give me those Knights.
I'll take Louisville. I have no respect for Central Florida.
Of course, but you should.
No respect.
You will
no,
come January when
no
they're playing
respect.
For it. North Carolina at Georgia State.
Hold on now.
Georgia State is not as good as Appalachian State. I'll take the Tar Heels.
Hold on 1 second. South Carolina beat North Carolina in the Mayo Bowl last year.
Yes, they did.
Okay. South Carolina had to block two punts to get out and put that football game away last week. They playing at home against North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
North Carolina gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter.
Is Georgia State playing at Turner Field now? Is that
yes.
where they play their football games?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take North Carolina, but Georgia State could give them a rough time.
Duke at Northwestern, a game between the Brainiacs and the Nerds. I'll take Northwestern.
I'll take Northwestern as well.
And they're really actually not Nerds. I'm just joking. Virginia at Illinois. I'll take Virginia.
I'll take Illinois at home.
Western Carolina at Georgia Tech. Give me the Yellow Jackets to rebound, make a statement
yeah,
win.
Yeah, in front of 8,000 at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
You're
yeah,
so
I'll take
negative.
Georgia Tech.
You're so negative. Boston College at Virginia Tech. Well, they'll do the same. I like Virginia Tech in this football game to rebound, but this will be a close one.
I'm taking Boston College. You lost to Old Dominion. I'm not picking you.
Georgia Southern at Nebraska. Boy, would it be awesome. You said this before we started. It would be awesome for the Eagles to get Scott Frost fired.
You know what? I'm changing my pick. I had Nebraska suckered. I'm going with the Eagles, baby.
All right. Well, I'll take Nebraska. Kennesaw State at Cincinnati. I'll take Cincinnati.
I'll take Cincinnati as well.
Man, those are a lot of games.
I mean, it's college football season. Right in the heart of it. It's kicking in.
Here we go.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965. Or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty. Real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
With it being football season, we've already gone through our college football picks, and one thing that we did every once in a while during football season last year was we would give you NFL games, but we didn't do it every week. Well, I think Kip and I talked about it, and we decided, you know what, during football season, we'll give this a go. We'll try and do NFL games as much as we can so that we can make, or Jason Bishop, I can make you, the listener, a little bit of extra cash. Because if you've been listening and you've been doing what I've been telling you to do over the last 7 years, you've probably got a pretty substantial...
You're living on the street.
That's not what I was going to say. Oh. You've got a pretty substantial pillow in your bank account.
Yeah, okay. Substantial pillow in your bank account.
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
I did.
Man, you've got a reputation of just falling flat on your face during football season. I mean, when pitchers and catchers report
incorrect.
In February,
incorrect.
I mean, then it's time to tune in to Jason Bishop and listen. But when NFL training camps and college football camp, fall camps start, people, it's time to tune you out.
Incorrect.
Oh, there's data to support that.
Incorrect. I picked A&M to beat Alabama last year.
Dude, you're about 36% on picks. I mean, the statisticians just said that. I'm about 72% on my picks over the last
72. I'd like to see that, because that's,
and you're sitting here at 36. So I got you doubled, man.
No, that's not right. Not even close. All right, so here we go. We're gonna give you games for you to bet on, or maybe we shouldn't say bet. Games for you to take a look at.
Take a look at them.
At the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Week 1, Ravens at Jets. The Jets are 7-point dogs. The over-under is 44.5. Don't worry about that over-under. Take the Ravens and the points.
Take the Ravens. Only thing that can happen is if Lamar Jackson says, hey, I don't have a contract, I'm not playing.
Browns at Panthers. Panthers, a 1.5-point favorite, over-under 41.5. Number one, take the over. And number two, take the Panthers and the points.
Baker Mayfield teeing it up against his former team.
And
there's
going to
be a lot of animosity built up. I like the Panthers. Panthers have a playoff caliber defense.
Colts at Texans. Over under is 44. And the Texans are an 8-point dog.
Take it.
Take it. Thanks, Kip.
Texans are awful.
Terrible.
Colts. Matt Ryan. Could they be a sleeper team in the AFC?
Yes.
Does he have anything left in the
tank? Yes, yes. The Falcons could have won a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan to this day if they would put a decent defense on the field.
Oh, they blew a 25-point lead.
Well, that wasn't his fault.
Down the stretch it was.
No, it wasn't. Jaguars at Commanders. The Commanders are a 3-point favorite. Take the Jaguars in this game.
I've got the Jaguars circled as well right here.
That's right. Great minds.
I've been reading things in the Jacksonville media outlets about culture changes and things like that in Jacksonville, and I'm liking what I'm reading.
The Patriots at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. Take the Patriots.
Take the Dolphins.
Do not do that.
At home.
No.
Tua.
No.
Got new weapons to throw to.
No.
Dolphins. At home, Patriots have struggled at times in Miami in that early season heat.
He's got weapons to throw the ball to, but he can't get the ball down the field to throw it to him.
Take the Dolphins.
Okay. Saints at Falcons. Falcons.
Saints. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Falcons are 5.5-point dogs. 42.5 is the over-under. Take the over. Don't care about the points here. Take the over. 42.5 for the Saints and the Falcons.
And take the Saints because the Falcons could possibly be the worst team in the NFL this year.
We'll see. Felipe Franks is on the roster.
And if you mention that one more time, that will all but that will just cement the fact that they suck.
I think Felipe Franks is going to be a good NFL quarterback if the Falcons would give him a chance.
How can you be a good NFL quarterback when you were awful in college?
Eagles at the Lions. The Lions are 4-point dogs. Take the Eagles and the points.
Take the Lions. Because the Eagles, I think, are fraud. Their defense is going to be championship level. They've upgraded. Is Jalen Hurts the answer at quarterback? The answer is no. Take the Lions at home.
If you don't want to split the hairs between Kip and I, the over-under is 48.5. Take the under in this game. Steelers at Bengals. Bengals are a 6.5-point favorite. 44.5 is the over-under. Take the Bengals and the points here.
Bengals are a good football team.
Yes, they are.
Steelers are starting Mitch Trubisky at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
49ers at the Bears. The Bears are 7-point dogs. Over-under is 42. Take the over and take the Bears as far as the 49ers not covering. 49ers will win. They won't cover.
The Bears?
That's right.
Justin Fields has nothing around him.
That's right.
Nothing.
The 49ers will not
They're
cover.
They're going to cover and do the over. They're going to hammer the Chicago Bears.
If you want to make money, who has been making you money these
not
last
you.
Few years?
Not you.
It's been Jason Bishop.
I mean, if you making money off Jason Bishop, you're eating a lot of Crystal Burgers.
I like Crystal Burgers. I don't eat them a lot, yeah. But I like them.
Okay, they're cheap, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get those. So they're taking your advice. People don't have a lot of excess cash. Go ahead.
Packers at the Vikings. The interesting thing about this line is the Vikings are only 2-point dogs at home to the Packers. Vegas may know something that we don't.
Shootout.
What I like, and I look at this, is typically I would want to pick the Packers in this game. The over-under is 48. Take the over. I'm not really sure what to do with the +2 on Minnesota.
Shootout. I'll take the Packers.
Okay. Chiefs at Cardinals. 3.5-point dogs are the Cardinals. The over-under is 53. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be an offensive juggernaut without Tyreek Hill like they've been the last few years. Take the under in this game. 53 is the point spread over under. Cardinals are 3.5-point dogs. The Cardinals may win this game.
Another shootout. It's going to score a lot of points because neither one of these teams play great defense. Give me the Chiefs. I'll take Patrick Mahomes any day over Kyler Murray.
Fair enough. Raiders at Chargers. Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. The over-under is 52. Take the under and take the Chargers and the points.
Chargers might go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC.
You know what? I like what you did.
Chargers might go to the Super Bowl.
I like what you did there. You're starting to learn a few things from me. You didn't concrete it. You gave yourself some flexibility. Might go to the Super Bowl. Don't be surprised if. I like it, Kip.
Chargers are a good team, and they've got Justin Herbert some weapons. Best young quarterback in the NFL, Justin Herbert.
Giants at Titans. Titans are a 5.5-point favorite. Over-under is 44. Throw the over-under out the window. Take the Titans, then the points.
This could be
ugly.
Ugly game.
Bucks at Cowboys. Over-under is 50. And the Cowboys are 1.5 dog to the Bucks,
and they're going to beat Tampa straight up.
That's right. Take the Cowboys here. Thanks, Kip.
And the over, because there's going to be a lot of points. Dallas, I've been hard on the Cowboy fans. This could be the year Dallas finally does something.
Okay. All right. And the Broncos at the Seahawks. Seahawks are 6-point dogs. 41.5 is the over-under. Take the under and take the Broncos and the points.
Russell Wilson going back to Seattle. You know the NFL knows how to schedule, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Bills and the Rams play tomorrow night. I didn't see the line or anything on that, but I'll take the Super Bowl champs at home against the Buffalo Bills, the team that everybody's picking to go to the Super Bowl.
Bills and the Rams. I'll take the Bills.
Okay.
Who'd you pick?
I'll take the Rams.
You took the Rams?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take the Bills. And again, You know, like I have told you many, many times, listeners, if you want to make some extra cash to take your lady out, college football and the NFL, Jason Bishop has you covered.
Yeah, right. Okay. See you next week.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The inaugural Border War Classic kicks off this weekend. Glenn, Brunswick, Coffey, Fitzgerald, MCA, Charlton, and Richmond Hill will take on teams from Florida at Glenn County Stadium. Southeast Bullet treks across I-16 to take on the Effingham Rebels. The Camden County Wildcats will host Dade Christian out of Miami. Not to mention, Colquitt heads to Lee County and Valdosta heads up 75 to take on Warner Robins. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.